Yo, what's poppin', everybody? You're tuning in with your boy, Jason Gnarly, and this is the Is Little Peep a Legend show. You just heard what I said. Is Little Peep a legend? We're gonna break it all down. We're gonna talk if he's a legend, why some might say he's a legend, why other people are telling me he is not a legend. We're gonna get into it right now. You guys are tuning in with your boy, Jason Gnarly. Let's get right into this. You already know what time it is. What makes somebody a legend? Is it how many people they've influenced? Is it how many lives they've changed? Is it how they compare to other legends in their category? This is all very, 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 very important stuff. Because, in my opinion, the local guy who makes my burger, he's a legend. In my opinion. If you go to Worldwide Tacos, if y'all know what I'm talking about, if you guys have been to Worldwide Tacos, that's a big deal. Shout out to Montage One for taking me to Worldwide Tacos when I was just a young little baby. Anyway, if y'all know Fred and y'all tried Worldwide Tacos and Worldwide Tacos disappeared in a week from now, trust me, you'll be saying the legend of Fred. Fact. Now, this all started when Dom Is Live hopped his ass out the window for no reason, in my opinion, other than to get people to retweet him, to basically just cause controversy. What these trolls do? He was just being a troll. Let's just call it how it is. Dom Is Live, you're a troll for this. And I like Dom Is Live. I've always enjoyed his content. He's a goofball. Total goofball. You can hear it in his voice. He's a goof. But he's enjoyable. I like listening to him. People probably listen to me and think I'm a goof too. It's totally chill. No hard feelings. But Dom, he's always put out fun content for me personally. I've been able to enjoy it. I've always put him right behind Academics, I'll be honest. Even above Adam 22. For me, he goes above Adam 22. I'm just joking. I'm playing around. I don't even put Adam in the same category because, you know, he follows the Academics structure and he's like little Academics in a sense. Other people are in that lane too. But at one point, it was like Academics and Dom were doing like the same videos. I'm sure Academics hates this guy. Anyway, they do different content now. And I got to say, Dom has been doing his thing. Shout out to Dom. No hate. I don't got to hate on anyone. That's not my job. But my job is to point out when people are being busters. And Dom, when you tweeted, Little Peep's not a legend, people throw that legendary name out too. People love throwing that legend, you know, crown, I don't know what you want to call it. Anyway, that legend, cat name, people put that on people too often these days. He's like, that guy's not even a top five in his generation. You hear what I just said? A top five. All right. Now, I asked Montage One about this. I'm not going to tell you guys what he said because that's his personal right to let you guys know. Anyway, I just realized my finger was covering the mic. I had my finger on the mic if you just heard something crazy. Anyway, when I asked Montage, he said to me, if it's comparing to Prince and the Beatles, that's going to be a hard push. And I thought that was a good point. If you compare it to Prince and the Beatles, it's going to be hard to be in that legendary category, right? Is that the only legend? Or are we talking about legends in his own category? The legend of emo rap. The legend of, you know, face tat rap. I don't know what mumble white boy, you know, rock and roll rap. This is a genre now. Let's not act like he didn't do something different. You know what I mean? He didn't just rap like everyone else. He was doing some rock and roll type rappity shit. Alright? Let's get that clear off the rip. He wasn't just rapping like everyone else. He did have his raps, his bars, just like everyone else. He had a few emo bars, yes, that were original. But for the most part, he had a lot of stunning bars, and he went very good with the new generation, new up-and-coming rappers. He fit very good into that category. But he definitely standed out. He stood out. Sorry, standed. He stood out. And even though Lil Tracy and the other Goth Boy clique members say that, you know, he's the last member to join, and he copied a lot of them. Little Peep in an interview gave a shout out to Raider Clan, said that he would have never sounded the way he sounded if it wasn't for them. Anyway, what I'm trying to say now is, where do we categorize a legends? Do they have to be like top five of your generation? Are you kidding me? There's a lot of dudes from the 90s that are not top five, but they're legends. Fife Dawg is a legend. ODB is a legend. The list goes on and on. I don't need to say all the names, but there's too many legends from the West, just the West Coast, yes, but from the 90s for us to be like, yo, he's not a top five though. That would be like Tupac, Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Big L. Those are the only legends from the 90s, and it's a rap. Nobody else from the 90s is a legend according to Dom Is Live. That's why Dom Is Live sounded stupid to me. And that's why when Xavier Wolfe put him in his place, I was very, very happy. He said, bro, you sound like an ignorant jackass. He helped a ton of people get through hard times in their lives. And he said a few other things, but we're not going to get all into that. It's not about exactly what he said. You guys know where I'm going with it. And Dom needed to be put in his place for this, in my opinion. I didn't hear anyone else talking about this. I haven't heard anyone doing blogs about it. So I think this is a good topic. Is Lil Peep a legend? Lil Uzi Vert. Is Lil Uzi Vert a legend? I would have to say yes. Lil Uzi Vert's a legend, in my opinion. If Lil Uzi Vert dies today, this is going to be some crazy legendary shit he did. Nobody did an emoji car. You know what I mean? This guy's got an emoji car. This dude's driving around in traffic every week being seen. Does that have anything to do with music? No, but it's legendary shit if you see it. If you're in the car with them, oh my God, even more legendary. Anyway, let's get back to the point. How many legends are... All right, no. The Uzi Vert point was a great point I was trying to make. Let's just finish that one. Lil Uzi Vert, that's his name, yes, had Peep. I think he still does have Peep as his profile picture on his Twitter account. If a legend, in my opinion, has your picture on their Twitter account as their profile, that gives you some legendary status, okay? One thing I'm gonna talk about. Two. All right, this is another one. Sorry, I've got to look for my notes right here, guys. I got some notes on this. How many legends were in the 90s that were not in this top five category? To be honest, he's not even a top five of this generation. What? How many legends are not going to be top fives in this generation? All right, y'all, I got to get back into it. Verbs, if you're listening to this, shout out to Verbs. That is a local legend. If you guys don't know the legend of Verbs, do your research. Go out to some local LA shows. Look for the dude with the red beanie on. The legend of Verbs is fucking real. This dude is a real street hip-hop legend. You see him biking around with the red beanie on, and he's throwing parties left and right all over LA, freestyling all over the street like a legend. This is what legends do. They create legendary things. It's not just one day, you go, this guy's a legend. No. Peep passed away, and he had millions of people cry. He died right in front of our face on Instagram Live in front of millions of people. How many followers does this dude have on? Let me figure this out. Let me get to the bottom of this, damn it. This dude's probably got like 50 million followers now. It doesn't matter how many followers you have or how much money you made or if people consider you to be the top five of your generation. All that doesn't matter. It matters, were you a legend? That's what matters. And yeah, maybe there's different categories. You guys are, who the hell is Verbs? Yeah, true. Who is Verbs to you? But to the streets of LA, he's a legend. That's a fact. And Little Peep was way, way bigger than that. You know, this dude was a legend of his generation. He was a legend of his category. He was a legend of what he brought to the table. I'm going to smoke a bowl of this OG right here and just get some more facts together because this is a great topic. Now, I definitely jumped out of the window with that 50 million comment. 50 million Instagram followers. No, he does not have 50 million. He has 5.9 million. But that is nothing to be ashamed about. What is Instagram? One, what does it matter? Two, 5.9 people that actually care about him. No, I'm just joking. We don't know how much they care about him. We don't know anything. But the fact of the matter is that he changed a lot of people's lives. If you guys seen the documentary on Netflix, phenomenal. Yeah, very, very phenomenal. And my main point is how many legends were in the 90s? You know, that aren't a top five. You know, we got so many. It literally, the list goes on. Ghostface. You know, shit. It just goes on and on and on and on. It'll never end. There's so many great rappers from the 90s. Prodigy. No, not. I mean, Prodigy's a top to someone. Ghostface is a top five to someone. But these are not considered the top five of their generation. Into the whole hip-hop community, if you want to say, like, if there was, like, a charter or some voting rank or some bullshit. But, this, you know what I mean? I just don't understand that at all. And the fact that Dom wanted to, you know, jump out the window and say this for no reason just kind of grinded my gears in the wrong way. Because I'm sitting there looking at this and I'm like, yo, what the F? And this dude says it. About an hour later, I seen Xavier Wolf put him in his place. I was like, all right, cool. That's a little better. But I was like, you know what? Let me jump on TikTok and do a video about this. So I did a quick video showing Dom's post. And I showed Xavier's post. And I just gave my 2 cents on it. And basically, everybody, a lot of people liked it. It got like 100 likes. It didn't really catch that much buzz. But the 100 likes, and then it got like maybe, let's say, 30 to 40 comments saying a lot of them. Well, let's probably say 25 comments because a lot of those I replied to. And I think that adds another comment. It's a little confusing. Anyway, let's say 25. 25 comments of people saying, what did he do? He's not a legend. Dom's right. Dom's right, though. Yo, Dom was right for sure. Like, yo, dogs, what do y'all mean? Just because you weren't into his music doesn't mean he's not a legend. And I understand, you know, that. I totally understand that. When you're like, this dude, people are saying this dude's a legend? Who the hell is this? Yeah, I understand that. But I'm trying to make you guys realize that there's so many legends in, you know, our local neighborhood that are holding it down. You know, the local, what about the guy that saved, you know, the girl from the burning building? legendary. You know what I mean? Like, these are legendary cases. So that was the main thing that I felt. Just looking at this dude's Instagram, it's like, yo, what a legend, bro. This dude's like, just a legend. I'm not gonna have it any other way, okay? This dude was a legend, and that's basically it. You're not going to tell me he wasn't a legend, because he was a legend, and I don't want to hear anything else about it. No, I'm just joking. I'm not even in my feelings. We could talk all day, go back and forth, but my main thing would be, and I respect anyone saying, oh, you know, this dude wasn't a legend. I'm not coming at Dom's live and saying, you know, this dude, F this guy, he's the... No, it's more just saying this dude's tripping. A top five in our generation does not... If you're not a top five, it doesn't mean you're not a legend. And two, all these kids and Dom is Live that were commenting on this, if they were in Peep's direct circle or saw his come up or, you know, were around him for more than just seeing him online, they would know, like, yo, this dude's a legend. Like, I can't believe what this, you know, all the great things this dude did. You know what I mean? This video is crazy. The video right before he passed away, it's still up here where he drops the Xan bars in his mouth. I don't know if they put that up after, but that was a sad video. That's the day he passed away, you guys. He's laying on the couch in the back of a tour bus, and he's dropping Xan bars in his mouth. Now, no one has ever done that. Died live on Instagram. That's kind of legendary. Not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying, you know, he's a legend. You know what I mean? Like, the legend is true. He was popping Xan. He's live on Instagram and died. Is that the legend he wants to be? No, I'm not trying to say that. But he also is a legend for saving a million people's lives. He's also a legend for, you know, helping kids who wanted to commit suicide that didn't. He's a legend to, you know, the little kid who was sitting on his deathbed that had I Make a Wish Foundation that said his only wish was to hang out with little Peep. That's little Corey, y'all. Little Corey's last wish was to hang. No, I'm just joking. I'm just making that up. But the point is that this dude was a legend, and I don't want to hear nothing else. This dude had an anarchy sign tattooed on his face. Legend. Yeah, really, 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 just the way that he held himself, the way that he created this new style of music, in my opinion. You know, other people are doing it. It's not like he's the only one in the whole world that did this emo, but he was doing it with a little bit different of a sound. His sound, to me, sounded more rockish, you know what I mean? Shout out to Lil Tracy. All the tracks he did with Lil Tracy, in my opinion, were really fire. And Lil Tracy kind of goes under the radar on those records. Doesn't get the notoriety I believe he deserved. But at the same time, Lil Peep just shined so well on those records. They were like cut perfect for him. You know, it was crazy. I mean, I honestly, yeah, I can't stress that enough. This dude was, you know, so what makes a legend? Is it how many people you save? Is it, you know, is it how many people you've changed? That's, you know, how many people you've affected with your music? Is it, you know, what makes a legend? Is it only if you're only at Bob Marley's level, that's the only legend? Is it only... you know, where does the legend stop and start? That's my main question. Does it, do you guys consider anyone? Do you consider your brother or father? Do you consider your father a legend? The legend of the family? Do you guys have any legendary nephews? Anyone say, oh man, rest in peace to Uncle Dave. He was a legend. That was a real legend. Let me hear some legend stories, y'all. I need to hear some real legend stories. And I'm also mad at this TikTok world because nobody from the 90s jumped in and was like, he will be a legend in 10 years from now. What kid that's 5 years old right now that's listening to Lil Peep every day is going to consider him a legend. And there's a whole generation of kids like that. So, yeah, anyway, I just wanted to talk about this. I just feel like you can't, one, say if someone's a legend off of 1 or 2 years in the rap game, right? Two, you can't say they're a legend if they've... Look at Biggie. He put out 2 projects. Lil Peep has, I think, he put out 1 project like right when he passed away, right? Or right after he passed away. The project came out and then he passed away, I believe. And then the new one came out. Anyway, it's kind of hard to say, but Biggie didn't have a whole huge crazy catalog with millions of songs. Not putting him on Biggie's level. Biggie's flow was completely out of this world. And Biggie's one of my favorite rappers of all time. But to me, Biggie's beyond a legend. Biggie is like, you know, the definition of, you know, just something different. And it's funny, now that we're talking about this, you think about the old rap group, the Living Legends. I think Murs was in that group. You know, I wasn't that into the Living Legends, but I believe, yes, that was Murs's first group. And there's a bunch of other guys in that group. But did that mean you have to pass away to become a legend? Is that why Peep is a legend of his generation, of the emo rap? Is because he's passed away, the legend is there. You know what I mean? The legend of Peep. Wow. Anyway, it's hard to say what categories of legendism do people go into. The local legends, then there's the, you know, the new up-and-coming legends, you know. Then there's the classic legends like Jay-Z, Nas. Then there's the outer legends. Those are the ones coming from out of town. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, where do you guys feel like legends start and where do legends end? Do legends start locally? Do they start something big locally or do they only become legends when they've influenced millions of people and, you know, they pass away? Anyway, you guys are tuning in with Jason Gnarly. Much love. I just wanted to do this quick episode and ask you guys what you guys thought about legends. Who's a legend? What does it take to be a legend? How many legends are coming out the 90s? Is Raekwon a legend to you? Was Camp Lo a legendary group? Is Q-Tip a legend? The list goes on, y'all. How many NBA players would you consider a legend? Would you only consider Kobe, Shaq, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson? Are these the only legends? Are some of the new dudes legends too? Is Zion Williams a new legend? It's a deep question, y'all. Anyway, this is something we could talk about all day. Let's even go into this, actually. How many legends never made it to the NBA? How many ruckus court legends were there? How many legends on the old... That's a true story. How many legends were on the local basketball court? How many legends never made it out of high school? You know, because God forbid he got into a car accident or, you know, something happened. Is he not a legend because, you know, or is he a could-have-been legend? It's deep, right? And for me, like I said, I consider a lot of the homies legends because I see the work they put in and I see, you know, the impact that they left on just the homies that are around them. To me, that's legendary. Anyway, you guys, I love you. Thank you guys for checking me out. This is the Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast. Support, there's a link you can support. Shoot me some money so I can get like a better mic setup and really, you know, turn this podcast around. Much love, guys. Thank you, though. If you don't support, it doesn't matter. It's all about the fun. We're having fun out here. Thank you guys so much. Much love, Gnarly Hip Hop Radio, Hip Hop Podcast, the Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast. You already know it's popping.